Busta Bus, what's up, baby?
What's poppin', man?
Yo, we had to interrupt our normal broadcast when the God calls in.
God.
Hey yo, great minds see alike. So you know when I got the kite, you sent out the bat signal, I had to call the God as well.
Yo, God, where you at, man? You international tour conquering.
I just touched the soils of the United States. I'm back in New York, feeling real excited. Everything getting lined up so we could pop shit off for Reek the Villain, you know.
Oh, man. Yes, yo, you missed it, Bus. I don't know if you caught it. Reek the Villain is up here with Joel Ortiz. I just did a freestyle session. Yo, Mike's got mutilated. Mutilated.
Oh, word. That's what I'm talking about, man. I apologize for not calling earlier, but, you know, going through the customs and all of that, you know what I mean? This is as soon as that I was able to call and all of that. But it's good. I'm glad that they linked up, you know, the thing getting ready to go down officially. The SOBs. You know, showcase.
SOBs, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
Joel Ortiz. Yeah, yeah. Rap Radar. Yes, Christmas sir. Party.
Rap Radar's official. We going to be in the building.
Yo, Bus, I got to ask you a question. I got to ask you a favor, man. I need you to touch that stage. December 23rd. Can you give me a little bit? Can you touch that stage for me?
I'm going to have to do that.
Joel Ortiz
coming out. I got to come out.
Yeah. You know so that. Just confirm, Busta Rhymes is added to the building. Rap Radar Christmas Party at SOBs. I suggest you get your tickets now to Conglomerate. So, Bus, real quick. I was asking Reek a little bit, what's the future of the Conglomerate? Make sure everybody's clear on what the new movement is.
Yeah, the Conglomerate movement, man, is just something that it just kind of organically fell into place, man. It was just time to just give birth to a new situation, a new movement, a new fresh everything. So when Reek the Villain came along, you know, I mean, you know more than a lot of people that Reek been around with me for like at least 4 years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We kind of parted ways for a minute because Reek, you know, he ain't know if he wanted to keep one foot in and one foot out the game.
Yeah, he said he had to get focused. Yep, we talked about that. Yep.
Yeah, so he got his mind right. But in the meantime, I just, you know, was focusing on, you know, just making sure that before we got together to get it popping again, that he had his shit together. And the good thing about it was when he came back, you know, he came back like damn near 10 times more powerful than he was before he, you know, stop working with the movement and me stop working with him. So
it was
kind of to an advantage to part ways for a minute because I guess, you know, just gave everybody an understanding on, you know, what the value of this shit really is going to be. It's either you're going to really do this all the way or you're not going to do it at all. So when we came back, he just presented a whole lot of things to me that made it feel like...
Yeah, what makes him special, Bus? What makes Reek the one? You know, a lot of cats, but Bus to put me on. Like, what made this cat special?
I mean, Reek the Villain for me, what really does it for me with Reek, I think the homie, he embodies the spirit of that golden era 90s MC that still just values the core element of hip-hop, and he ain't just trying to rhyme to get bread, and he ain't just trying to rhyme to get abroad or be able to get his V and whip around the city in a fly little car with some shoes on it. You know what I mean?
Even though that's cool, too. What's that?
Yeah, you know, that's ultimately, you know, the shit that we got to do when it comes down to the business side of it, but whether or not he got that opportunity, knowing that them opportunities is never promised, he still embodied that shit that I felt was missing from a lot of dudes that I was running into, and that was just, you know, he just valued real hip hop shit.
Yeah, and now you just the update with the Conglomerate. So now you guys are going up. You and Reek got the weapons out, and you sticking up these labels, right? We trying to get a new situation for the whole movement.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, Reek the Villain is so the great thing about the Reek situation is that the support and the co-signs and the endorsing of, you know, other MCs, A-list, down to MCs that is new and fresh like him, is happening without my assistance. Like, for example, when he came with Mechanics, you know, Swiss came through the studio and heard the joint and just wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When the Mechanics record hit the street and everything was popping off, you know what I'm saying? Cam, Votto, Khaled, Nelly, you know, Method Man, everybody just was so feeling the fact that, you know, he wasn't just a new dude, but he took the time to go get a 90s classic like Bring the Pain and
bring it back. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the times when you fucking with a classic record, if you ain't gonna add to it, leave the shit alone.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So he added to it and it's just been great. And as a result of that, You know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to front. You personally have played a significant role in just the support and just the campaign and the love. That
yeah, no doubt. I told Reek it's because y'all niggas ain't whack. You know what I mean? It's so simple as that. But real quick, Bus, before we go, what's going on with your situation? No, we still need you out here, man. What's going on with your album? When should we look for your next project, man?
Oh, my new album is getting ready to come somewhere around March, April.
Okay.
I'm finishing it up. I'm at the 85-90% mark of finalizing the fine tweakings. And, you know, we just got to use that little bit of time to properly set it up because this album is like a real... And I don't want to sound cliche about this shit because everybody say that when their albums is coming. But this album is my ninth solo album.
Damn. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you, brother. So for me, it's like, at the end of the day, it's a different kind of dynamic that I feel is important and necessary as a statement that need to be made with this project. So I ain't in no rush. I mean, as you can see, in the meantime, you know, a lot of food on other people's plate is getting ate when I jump on their shit.
The Dungeon Dragon is risen? The Dungeon Dragon is back, baby?
Yeah, it's officially back. Motherfucker's still scraping meats off of old bones that he ain't tired of eating. So right now, you know, I'm feeling extremely excited, fresh, revitalized, and you know, I just think, you know, at this point, it's really a thing that I'm personally enjoying, you know, to get on these records and rock with MCs that could spit because they inspiring me to come through and tear down shit. And at the end of the day, it's just a feel good. It's just a feel good overall because it just feel like, you know, the consumer kind of tired of the bullshit. You
yeah, no, nah, we come with that movement, man. Your Bus, man. I really appreciate you taking the time to call. You just touched down from the Conglomerate International World Tour.
Yeah, man.
Running through customs, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for checking in. Thank you for going to Cecil B Show December 23rd. You gonna touch that stage?
Absolutely, we gonna be there. I'ma tear it down. We coming out. Me, Reek the Villain, Joel Ortiz. Yes, we gonna bend that shit up. You know what I'm saying? And you know, after everybody's finished enjoying the phenomenal mash down that's gonna happen at SOB's Rap Radar Showcase, Joel Ortiz, we gonna definitely take it to the after celebration for the mixtape release album celebration for Reek the Villain.
The Gift, yep.
Called The Gift. We're going to be doing that super duper crazy. Doors is going to be open up like around 11, 12 midnight. It's going to be so stupid.
We going hard. No curfew, Bus. We going on. We going all in.
Believe that.
All right. Thank you, Bus. Thank you, Bus. Talk to you soon, homie.
Later, bro.
Shay 45.